want something more, more meaningful moments, opportunities, deeper relationships, and memorable experiences? Do you want to make a difference? If you said yes, a career in real estate could be the opportunity you're looking for. Guiding people through one of the most important decisions they'll ever make, the purchase or sale of their home, can be both rewarding and lucrative. Exit Realty has a revolutionary compensation model, training, and technology that provides you with the tools you need to start and build your successful real estate career. Call me today, Mimi Eubanks, your country realtor, at 843-730-3327. That's 843-730-3327. Or visit exitlowcountry.com/joinexit and make your exit today.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Colwyn J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. If this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir or ma'am, are in for a treat, because our mission here is very simple. That is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education. We're legacy building. That is what we do. So if you're out there making things happen with your family for the generations yet to come, you know, our word teaches us to leave a legacy, to leave an inheritance for our children, our children's children, and so forth and so on. We want you to put a hashtag on that thing that says that you are legacy building, because that is what you are doing. You can find us on Facebook, YouTube, Anchor FM. You can also find us on Instagram at our website, ExitStrategiesRadioShow.com. You can catch us in a number of different places on your favorite podcast applications. We appreciate you listening. Please share this content with your friends, your family, your coworkers, even those in your groups, your church groups, etc., guys. Because sometimes the message and the word that we are speaking here today is for you. Sometimes it is for someone else that you know. Again, we appreciate you listening. Let's get started.
Good morning, good morning, and great morning, our Exit Strategies Radio Show family. Hey, y'all know who I am, but I'm going to say it anyhow. Colwyn J. Millett, broker owner of Exit Realty in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. I left that low country out that time. Hope y'all caught that. Yeah, I like to play with y'all a little bit here and there. I'm already stoked about today's conversation, okay? I'm super duper excited, and I don't want to steal any thunder from them, but I'm going to introduce a very special guest here shortly. We've been on this mission, as you have heard, as you know, as you've journeyed with us, to bring you new guests. We're going wider, we're going deeper, expanding across the industry, and talking to people that are leaders in topics that we may have heard about it or what have you, but we have no depth on. And we're bringing those people here to start digging the trench, to start laying the groundwork so we can pour a foundation of financial freedom for you, our listeners. That's what we do. We're about legacy. We're about empowerment. And our mission is to power our community through financial literacy and real estate education. So I'm not going to steal any more of his thunder today, because I'm very super stoked and excited to have with us none other than Chris Prefontaine with Smart Real Estate Coach. Well, he might not want to talk about him, so I'm going to talk about him for a moment. Before we get too far, I want y'all to understand that he is a four-time best-selling author. He has over 30 years experience in real estate as a whole. Started by building houses and now is on another end of the spectrum. So I'm going to kind of leave it right there, and I'm going to welcome Chris to the show. Chris, how you doing this morning?
I am awesome, Corin. Thanks so much for having me. I love what the show is all about. So thank you.
Thank you for your time. So I gave a snippet about you, but you know you better than anybody else. At least you should. So if you don't mind, for our listeners, give our listeners kind of a high level overview of who you are and what you do.
Yeah, so I've been at real estate, like you said, for I think this fall is 32 years. So I'll condense it so we're not here for 3 hours. So I've touched a lot of the different niches in real estate. We shared an interest earlier about Realty Executives. I was a broker owner there for 5 years. In the 90s, I sold out to Coldwell Banker in 2000. I started doing my own investments after that. And that led to the lovely debacle of 08, I call it, right? The crash. Mm-hmm. and you couldn't have convinced me that was good then. But because of that, we exist today as a filming company that buys and sells real estate without using banks, without using cash, without pledging credit, because I had none after the crash. Mm-hmm. And then we also teach that and get in the trenches and do deals with students all over the country, West Coast, East Coast, a little bit in Canada, but mostly United States. So it's great to be doing deals still in any market. That's what the nature of creative real estate is. And then teaching others to do that exact same thing and literally escaping their job and creating lifestyle that they deserve. That's where it landed me after the crash.
So creative real estate. So I'm going to say this, Chris, as a precursor to the direction that we're going to go a little bit further into this conversation. But I've always explained to people that real estate is an industry that if you can think of it, there is probably a way to do it. You just got to figure it out.
Yeah.
So you got to think beyond the norm. And so many people get just stuck in just this one little norm. And there's nothing wrong with niching out or specializing in a certain thing. But nonetheless, we miss all these other opportunities because we can't expand our mind to embrace them.
Yeah.
So when you talk about creative real estate, what do you mean?
Yeah, how you set that up was perfect, Corin, because, well, let me go back up. I tell people to get in the lane, focus, and don't get thrown off by the shiny object. But to your point, in creative real estate, and I'll define what it is, you have the ability to, in any market, operate. It's just a matter of how you pivot and who you talk to and what types of homes, et cetera. So creative real estate to me, or as my book calls it, real estate on your terms, is, again, no banks, no cash. But we also do that three ways. Owner financing, we prefer homes or properties, assets that are free and clear when we do owner financing. No debt on them. I'll explain why later. Lease purchase, where you can control the property for literally $10 and create what we call three paydays, which we've trademarked. And the last one is subject to existing financing, meaning unlike the owner financing that is free and clear of the owner, a subject to house means I'm buying their house subject to their loan staying in their name, even though I own their house. And that's more prone for or lends itself to someone who needs financial relief versus the owner financing, which is the opposite. They're in good shape. Those are the three ways that we buy. Now, to your point also, the creative real estate, I mean, within each one of those deals, there are deals after deals after deals that get twisted up and turned because creative real estate is exactly that. You can bop and weave with it.
Okay. And that is profound. So I want to back up because you hit on something that I definitely want to ask you a question about. And you've coined a number of terms, I mean, phrases in your books over the years. And one is you said the three payday system. Yeah. Let's unpack that.
Well, okay. It's appropriate because you asked about, you know, the history and I told you about the crash. Well, coming out of the crash, you and I both know if you own a brokerage, you sell a house, you get paid. Great. If you build a house, you build it, you sell it, you get paid. If you rehab it, you build it, you sell it, you get paid. So when I came out of the crash, I said, okay, what are the things we're not doing anymore? One was the banks. One was gobs of our own cash, all that stuff. Sure, we already said that. But the other one was, let's create a way to get paid more than once on a deal so I don't feel like every January I got to reset my goal and do everything transactionally again. I remember the years that, for example, when I was an agent in the 90s, we sold 100 homes after like our third or fourth year finally. We started humming along. But every January I'd be like, oh, man, I got to do this again to create the same thing. So the three paydays is, and we trademarked this federally, we're putting buyers in our homes that need time. Big topic right now because of the banks. So we're getting a non-refundable down payment. That's payday one. Mm-hmm. We're getting, so that's now. We're getting monthly income, and that's the difference between what they're paying us to be in the rent-to-own program and what we're paying the seller or the underlying debt on the house. Mm-hmm. That's payday two. It's a small spread, $300 to $1,000 a month per house. And then payday three is really cool. Because payday three is, okay, I marked the house up at some level, but all throughout the term of this creative real estate deal, this terms deal, I'm realizing all the principal pay down. In the case of owner financing, it's literally all principal pay down. But in the case of taking over existing debt, it's whatever the amortization allows. So the three paydays for us, West Coast to East Coast, average somewhere around, oh gosh, a low of $45,000 per house per three paydays to a high of $250,000. There's been some incredible deals. We're sort of on the lower end. We're in New England. Price range is a little bit lower. We average around 75, 78. Now, just so I don't leave any misperceptions with the audience, these deals aren't today, right? So when I say 75 grand average three paydays, remember it's now, over time, and then longer term. And they can range 2 to, and go 10 years, but average is like 2 to 5 years.
Wow. All right. So look, you got me intrigued here, man. So what I just heard you say in that is that you built a whole system around this that is just like, I mean, it's okay. This is it. We're going to do this. So you got an SOP that runs across this entire gambit. This type property type we take in. This is the type of deal we set up. This is the type of prospective buyer that we want, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. For example, when I first started after the crash, I started this and I brought my son Nick in to work the buyer side. I just couldn't keep up with it. Mm-hmm. And then my son-in-law came in and duplicated me in the field. And said, look, nothing's flawless, but we've got a system that pretty much brings you A through Z. The book explains it, but the book's not going to put you in business, right? It gives you the high points. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we basically do that by way of an online platform and hands-on in the trenches, kind of coaching and revenue sharing together. So you learn. Because I think you and I have been around long enough to know this. What I see out there is a lot of programs that get sold, but it's all rosy until someone gets out in the field and goes, oh gosh, I didn't know how to do this. And then, so our interactive model where we're in the trenches, like right before chatting with you, I called three sellers for my students, recorded it, said, here's what you do next. You know, so I'm in there with them interacting with that deal. That's the best way to learn, interactive.
And, you know, a lot of people miss that. So you're offering this, you're partnering with people across the country and doing this, essentially teaching them as you go along, and essentially is mentoring is what you guys are doing on the front end. Does that sound correct?
Yeah. Hands-on mentoring, I call it, because I don't know. I'm not so naive to say nobody does. I don't know of a program doing it at mass level like we are. We've got about 100 and we call them associates, students who do this level of deals with us. There's about 140 of them out there, East Coast to West Coast.
Okay. All right. And you guys make money in this process. Obviously, I'm asking the question. And, you know, Chris, if you don't want to talk about it, want people to follow up, that's fine. But are you charging an upfront fee or is it merely just on the deals that you guys are doing? Or is it a combination of both?
Good question. It can be both. The students that are getting after it and going into the associate program are going to pay, there's four levels, depending on what level they're at. They are going to pay a certain fee upfront. And then based on what level they are, there's a different profit split amongst us and them. And then there's a group of people that just, we just closed the deal, that just out there, no matter what you do, they're either in another niche and they run into creative stuff they don't know how to do, or they frankly just have no desire to be in your program. But they will call us and go, hey, I got a creative deal for you. And they'll refer it over for 20% or whatever we decide on. Mm-hmm. And we just closed a pretty sizable deal where payday one was like 62 grand, I think. Mm-hmm. That's a big one for us. And so the student got 20% of that meal to them. And they'll continue to as we get the profit on the other payday. Mm-hmm. So those programs are there. But I think that why not learn it yourself, right? And I appreciate when people refer us deals. But why not learn it yourself and literally create some wealth for you and your family that can go a decade if you do it right? You can do that in short order, I think.
One of the things that we talk about here on the show is about mindset. I mean, you know, recently I was with one of my agents. I had them tag along with me while I was out showing property. I'm to give them some additional experience. And one conversation that we had is like, look, we walked into this house and the buyer didn't like certain things. And the agent's first perception, which, you know, I agree, was, well, they could do this. Why don't they just do this? Because if you do this, they can change all the cosmetics and make it look or do the cosmetics that they would like. And I had this, hey, look, I understand that, but, you know, some people just ain't going to do it. And that's kind of what you're talking about. There's some people that I'm just ain't going to do that. They'll make whatever excuse or whatever, and essentially they'll bring you the business for you to make money doing it when they could be making that same money and more by knowing how to do it themselves.
Two things to say, spot on in both of those. One is you said the referral piece. Now I'll go back to the mindset. We have realtors in our market that refer us 2 to 3, maybe up to 4 deals a year, a handful of them, that understand the power of creative because it's just huge demand now, but just don't want to do it. They're like, you run in your lane, I'll give you the deal. So as a result, we refer them business. We have a house that we're just going to sell conventionally. So it's a nice reciprocal relationship. Mm-hmm. On the mindset piece, interesting you brought that up because I love that your show does that because we have like what we call a genius model, 3 pillars. Skill set. I literally can teach that to anyone. Skill set is the same. Everybody gets the same info. Systems, same. Mindset. Okay. Now we have a bigger hole here because I think it's like 90% of what we do as either a realtor or investor doesn't matter because we all come to the table with what I call baggage. I had it after the crash. So we all have that. And I think that we need to spend more and more time there. That's why I love that when you bring up that you do that on the show. Really cool.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So, let's talk about, I'm pretty sure I know you answered this, Chris, but creative deals require not only creative mind, if you will, someone who is willing to think outside of the box. It also requires time and some commitment. A question that maybe some of our listeners may have is this something that they need to be prepared to do full-time basis? Or if not, then how do they transition to being able to do something like this full-time?
Yeah, most people come in our community, come in, they have a W-2. We have a slogan, we help plan your escape. We have t-shirts, plan your escape, because we've been helping people do that since like 2014, like pointedly looking for people. Now, do you have to do that? No. Everybody that comes in, though, will say this, if they want to escape. Hey, Chris, here's what I make for income. Here's what I'm comfortable, because everybody's different on this, leaving or having in front of me, rather, so I can leave. Mm-hmm. And once they do that, we set up the metrics. Like, it's pretty predictable within months. I'll give you a quick example. This guy in 17 came in, Mike. He's in Fresno, California. And he said to me, look, Chris, 12-hour days. I got a baby on the way. I just don't want to do it anymore. How quickly can I transition? Well, he gave me what he needs for parameters and in the bank and all that. And we said, okay, 24 months, Mike. That's your game plan. Well, and like, I don't think it was maybe April of 19. So a little bit later, it took like 26 or 7 months instead of 24. We left his JOB. And we're doing that every year, not tens of thousands of people, but we're doing a handful of people in the community every year that gets to escape their job, to the point where one even went off and started a podcast, W-2 Prison Break. He literally left after corporate 23 years, escaped, came with us, started doing deals, and then started that podcast to help others do it. It's pretty cool. So I'm sorry that was a long answer to your short question, but they do not have to do it full time. Unless they want to, we'll help them do it.
Well, that's one of the things that is interesting about real estate investing as a whole, that you can transition into it. I mean, I tell people, I transition into this business as a full-time. And I say I had 2 full-time jobs when I started, because you got to be committed to your business. Well, even though you may have part-time, you got to give it full-time commitment. You show up for the other people, you got to show up for yourself as well.
Can I say something about commitment? Because you said it a few times. Yeah. This is good. You nailed it a few times. I said this at a recent virtual event. When people come in and go, I'm going to try it. I say, don't try it. In fact, don't do it. Instead, go do your due diligence enough where you're comfortable going, I'm committed. Because when you're committed and serious, okay, we game plan, because you're not looking back. If it's, I'm going to try it, I'm telling you, you're not going to have a good experience. So I love that you brought up commitment 3 times. That's awesome.
That's interesting. We're talking just now, Chris. You know, I got this visual. It's like going in a room. When you're committed, when the door slams behind you, you don't turn around. It doesn't matter.
No.
When you're not committed and that door slams, you immediately start looking for a way to get out.
You're gone.
That's an analogy, man. I might need to figure out how to do a t-shirt with that one, too. You know, what do you do when the door slams? Because that's a very good one right there, because we miss that. This type of stuff does require, real estate in general, requires a high level of commitment to be successful.
Entrepreneurship is hard. You have your own growth. It's not easy, but the returns are great. Here's an example. If you know the average paydays run from 45 to 250, let's say 50, just 50. I invite people to say, all right, well, how many of those do I have to do a year to really change my world for my family? 3? Mm-hmm. Like, whatever it is for you, but to overcomplicate this thing, but you do have to be committed.
Yes, very true. Let's talk briefly, Chris. What type of investing have you done? Again, you have a history of 30-some-odd years, so you probably have kind of touched nearly every niche there is, quote-unquote, across the gambit.
Not everything, but I'll run through. So in the early 90s, we were looking for single lots. So just like one-off lots, not subdivisions, where we could put a sign in the yard. Now I was in my 20s, so I was naive that you could actually get away with this. Put a sign in the seller's yard with their permission and say, look, I'm going to market a finished product. So I went out and got a builder and said, I'm going to market a finished product on this. And when I build the house, all the subcontractors will wait. And then at the very end, when the buyer comes up with their mortgage, then you'll get paid your land and everybody gets paid. Now, I can't believe I asked vendors to do that. Everybody did it. We built like 100 homes doing that. Then I had the Realty Executives franchise. We talked about that. And then I coached people throughout US and Canada. It was mostly realtors then. They were like $1 million up earners who were just a mess, like either personally or family. They're not produced, but they were a mess. Mm-hmm. So I coached them till about, in my own investments, till about 08. And that included like condominium conversions, you know, take a 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 unit, 10 unit, multifamily, convert it to condominiums. That was popular in a lot of markets before the crash. And then post crash has all been creative real estate. So that's kind of the gamut of what I haven't touched, like large syndications, don't have a desire to personally, don't like going out trying to ask people for money. Haven't touched mobile homes, think it'd be cool, but I haven't touched that. So there's a whole bunch I haven't done, right?
Okay, that's interesting. So for the things that you have done, let's compare what we're talking about on today's show with that. Like, obviously, there's a significant number of contrasts to it, but I'm pretty positive you're going to, I know what you're probably going to say. But with that, let's compare this, why this is a better method versus some of the other things that you've done in your career.
Well, I'm slightly biased, right? So the two things that come to mind immediately are, one, don't get paid once. We already talked about that. Like, the model I explained, cash now, cash monthly, cash down the road, that's a good business model for anyone running a business. Restaurant, doesn't matter. Secondly, it's important to know, like, in real estate, as you and I know, there's one constant that it changes. Like, it's not going to stop changing. I welcome the changes. I welcome the cycles. Cycles are good because that's when people lean heavy every time it pivots on creative real estate because people need a guide. When COVID hit, people were like, what do? I scream from the rooftops, go get more properties. And we tripled our properties under contract. So I like it for that reason that it's in an up, down, sideways, doesn't matter what market you're in. You can operate and keep operating, not go, I got to wait for this, or I got to wait for the drop, or I got to wait for the, there's no waiting. Just keep operating if you understand how to pivot in creative real estate. So that and the three paydays. Yeah.
Okay. So everything we're talking about, realistic, I mean, it's not that it's not risk to it, but you managed to leverage or limit your risk because everything you talked about otherwise involved you going securing capital to make these investments and to benefit financially from them. And everything that we've been talking about has been on the other end of the spectrum where you're taking property subject to existing mortgages and continuing on with those mortgages. So you're not having to go leverage yourself for these mortgages or what have you for these properties. Right. Is that correct?
No, 100% correct. So that's a piece of this. Yes. Let me give you a pretty big comparison. So pre-08, I had, I don't know, 20 something properties in my portfolio, singles, multi, mixed use, everything, you know, projects. They were all signed personally. So when the crash happened, one of my projects went down by like a third. We were selling units at 172. I couldn't get 50 grand for them. So what does a banker do? Nothing against bankers. They have a job. They come look at you. You sign personally. You're paying somehow, some way. So it took me 10 years to dig out some of that. I don't do that anymore. And so when a student calls me and says, well, this bank allows me to do 4 government loans, or this one allows me to buy 8. I say, no, stop. Just even for your own personal residence, unless you need a certain area and you can't find one on terms, please don't do that. Like, don't pledge your personal assets anymore. And so compare that to, we control anywhere from, gosh, at the peak after COVID, it might have been like 72 properties in our, that we are working on these terms deals, and not one single solitary property were we on personally. Well, that's different going to sleep at night than it is pre-crash. Totally different. Just from a stress level. So it's just something that I choose to do now. And I would encourage your listeners to just know that you can do that and don't doubt it. Just say, well, that's cool. What if it were easy? And then figure out how to do it. We'll teach you, obviously.
Good deal. So, Chris, we've had an amazing time. So before we run out, I mean, two more things I got for you. One, I want to make sure that our folks get your contact information because you have this whole community and Wicked Smart. I mean, that's the name of it. This community where you engage people, you share a wealth of information, people in turn tap in. And it's basically just everybody teaching, helping one another to encourage them along. And I probably stole all your, well, hopefully I left some thunder there for you so you can pick up on that. But tell listeners about that. Tell us how they can connect with you, be a part of the community. And then the last thing I got for you is what I call a mic drop question, which I will ask after you give us that information.
I appreciate that. Let me do that. Thank you. SmartRealEstateCoach.com obviously is the best way to find us. And you can find under Smart Real Estate Coach, you can find us on YouTube. We put a load of free stuff so that people can do what I said earlier. Go check it all for free. And then if you like it, great. Then we can get committed together. TikTok, Instagram, all that good stuff. What I would say is two things. I'll give you two links. One is I want people to get the best-selling book, and we usually throw two in, frankly. And I want them to get the hard copy, Cohen, not one of those offers that says free, but put shipping costs in. I mean, free. We'll ship it for free. We ship it out of our office. Just go to wickedsmartbooks.com/exit strategies. And I'll know that it came from your tribe. I want to give that gift out. And then if you can deal with my New England accent for an hour, I do have a free class. It's called Master's Class. So you just go to smartrealestatecoach.com/master's class, where I do go through kind of that A through Z, but shortened, right? It gives you the big picture a little bit deeper than we went here.
All right. So now I'm going to ask what I refer to as our mic drop question. And Chris, you know, oftentimes as entrepreneurs, period, you got to learn your lessons. And I'm going to share this with you. I read this some weeks ago and it's been really resonating with me. So I'm going to share this briefly with you. Yeah. Oftentimes people get caught up. You can't spell million without a couple of L's. You got to take some losses. And everyone gets focused so significantly on success because the S's look like dollar signs and the C's look like coins and credit. And they get caught up on the money. And granted, we all want to be successful, but we don't understand that sometimes we got to go through things to get them. So if there was something that, if you would have known this back 30 years ago, I'll say 30 or so years ago, back sometime long ago, and one of the things you may have already touched on, but what is it that you wish you would have known then that would have made all the difference for where you are right now?
I tend to think I try to do this over the years, but in hindsight, if I did it perfectly, it would have been a better experience to your question. That would be this, three simple steps. One is, you could even say industry, but because we're in real estate, pick a niche in real estate, but it would work for any business. Pick a niche that you can get behind, like, because ours is more like helping people, but pick a niche you can get behind, that you can morally and ethically get behind too. Secondly, find someone, this is the key that I wish I knew a little bit stronger, find someone in that niche that has done what you want to do, is still doing it, and you can connect with them from a value standpoint, because too many people can build a business and mess up everything else in their life, right? So I mean, really relate to everything they're doing. And then third, here's the tough part, stay with it for 3 to 7 years with blinders on. If you do that, I know it's easy for me to say that, but if you do that, and if I had done a little bit more pointed, a little bit more laser focused back then, you will have a good experience. I'll use the restaurant thing again. You can go open a restaurant, use that philosophy and have a great experience because they've already been there. There's no sense of you reinventing the wheel. Owner financing and lease purchase has been around since the 1600s. I was saying 1800s before, and I read another book that said they did it before banking. I'm like, this has been around forever. We just wrapped a system around it. So those three steps, I would say, very pointed.
Good deal. Chris, thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the show today. So I'm super excited for our guests and for our audience to be able to connect with you, the people that are tuning in today. Maybe you're passing through the area, happen to get us on the dial on the radio today. Maybe you just kind of surfed and looked at podcasts or somebody told you about our show and you're listening. These are the moments that define us. I used to say this thing a long time ago, Chris, about defining moments. There are series, oftentimes, they're not necessarily in succession, but if you look back over your life, they're usually key moments that if you would have done something different or if whatever you did defined and got you to where you are today.
Yep.
And this show today is one of those opportunities, I believe, for our audience that if you take a pivot right now, take this information and pivot towards Wicked Smart Real Estate, you get engaged with the community, you go to smartrealestatecoach.com and you connect with Chris and his team, that you will change the trajectory of your life, that you will begin to realize all those dreams that you have about creating and building legacy and wealth for your family for generations yet to come, which is a staple that we talk about here on the show, Chris. So again, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Very much appreciate it, Carmen. Pleasure.
So for our listeners, guys, we've reached the end of today's show. Y'all know how I feel. Y'all know what I say. You know that I'd usually put them together and say it to you this way, which is, I love you. I love you. I love you. And we're going to see you guys out there in those streets.
Guys, that was a great show today. And we thank you so much for taking the time to listen to Exit Strategies Radio Show. My name is Corwin J. Millett. Yes, that is me. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in for today's episode. Exit Strategies is my baby. It is how I give back to our community. It is how I foster goodwill, spread good news, and trustfully help you get great results. Guys, as I always say to you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And we're going to see you guys out there in the streets.